Hi, this is Tammy Heal, and this is the Live Your Why podcast. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about gratitude. So join me as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. So about 20 years ago, one of my best friends, her name is Becky Peterson, her 8-year-old son, Nathan, was at a primary swimming party where he drowned. He was rushed to Primary Children's Medical Center in Salt Lake City and was pronounced brain dead. He was in the hospital for several weeks and then was released. And for the last 20 years, Becky and her late husband, Mark, have been caring for this boy who is largely unresponsive. What was amazing to me is that I went up to Primary Children's Medical Center when Nathan was hospitalized because I love this family. And as I observed Becky, my dear friend, she was so positive. She was so encouraging. She didn't say anything negative our entire visit. She walked me out to my car and I looked at her and said, "Becky, how are you going to continue to be so positive? You're not negative at all. This is a tragedy. Are you really dealing with it?" I'll never forget her response. She looked me directly in the eyes and she said, "Tammy, the only thing I can choose is my attitude, and I'm choosing to have a good one." I have never forgotten this experience. Becky's comment has come back to me in my mind so many times in my life. In particular, just 8 months after Nathan drowned, my own husband, Mark Mulford, passed away unexpectedly. I used that mantra over and over and over again. The only thing I can choose is my attitude, and I'm going to choose a good one. So everybody goes through seasons of life. Some seasons are great, and some are really crappy. Through it all, we get to decide how we're going to react. It is always our choice. Do we persevere through our challenges? Do we choose to have gratitude? Do we choose to claim happiness and joy? Some of the most admired people in the world had to endure tremendous hardship for a season of their life, or in some cases, the majority of their adult life. Nelson Mandela served 27 years in prison. Imagine the mental battle of 27 years in prison and the choices he had to make in order to persevere. Was it hard at times? Absolutely. But he used the time to develop his mind and character. I often think of Helen Keller. She learned to appreciate so much about life, and she accomplished so many things, despite not being able to see or hear from the age of 2. We all know Lance Armstrong launched the Live Strong movement after battling with cancer. I often think of Walt Disney. He endured failure time after time early in his career before he finally had a breakthrough. And I'm going to add one more person here. That is my husband, Jeff Hill. The first time I met Jeff, we were on a date, and I noticed that this man, who was in his mid-50s, had smile lines around his eyes. I knew the story of his life. It had been a hard one, and yet it was obvious that he had smiled his way through life. This list of individuals who have overcome hardship with grace goes on and on. So I might ask you, what does this have to do with gratitude? I believe a whole lot. As we face the challenges that life can bring our way, we need to make a choice about how we're going to react. If we aren't able to keep hope, accept what is, and experience gratitude, it's going to be very hard to move forward. There is one thing I have learned through my life, and that is we can't always know what the next season's going to bring. So we need to make sure we're doing the best that we can to be grateful today. There is a story of gratitude that I've been very inspired by. Perhaps you're familiar with it too. The man, Anthony Ray Hinton, spent 30 years on death row for a crime he didn't commit. He was working in a locked factory at the time of the crime he was being accused of. The police basically told him he was going to jail because he was black. His time in jail was spent in solitary confinement in a 5-by-7-foot cell, and he was allowed only 1 hour a day out of that cell. Hinton quickly became a friend and counselor to other inmates and the death row guards, many of whom begged Hinton's attorney to get him out. A unanimous Supreme Court ruling ordered his release, and he was able to walk free. In an interview, he was quoted saying, "One does not know the value of freedom until it is taken away. People run out of the rain. I run into the rain. I am so grateful for every drop, just to feel it on my face." Hinton was later interviewed on a 60 Minutes episode. The interviewer asked if he was angry at the people who had put him in jail. He said that he had forgiven them all. The interviewer asked, "But they took 30 years of your life. How can you not be angry?" Hinton responded, "If I'm angry and unforgiving, they will take the rest of my life." In another interview, he is quoted as saying, "The world didn't give you your joy, and the world can't take it away. You can let people come into your life and destroy it, but I refuse to let anyone take my joy. I wake up in the morning, and I don't need anyone to make me laugh. I'm going to laugh on my own, because I have been blessed to see another day. And when you're blessed to see another day, that should automatically give you joy." I love Hinton's example of being strong, having the ability to respond with gratitude and with joy, despite horrible circumstances. The challenge is to choose to look for things you can be grateful for every single day. Sometimes the hardest part is building the awareness. If you're not careful, we can go through each day like machines, repeating the same behaviors and tasks. We need to choose to intentionally find things for which we're grateful. When my husband Mark died, my dad gave me a father's blessing before going home after the funeral. He told me that through the experience of being a widow and a single mother, I would learn to become a gracious receiver. This is so true. This happened in my life. So many people in my Santa Clara, Utah community, as well as my beloved family members, were so generous to care for me and for my children. It is so hard to be on the receiving end. It's much easier to do the giving. But in order to give, there needs to be someone who receives, right? Boy, did I ever receive. In countless ways, my life was blessed. My good friend who did my hair after Mark died, every time I went to get my hair done, she would say the same thing. "There's someone in the community that wants to pay for your hair as long as you live here." I didn't pay for my hair to get done for a long time. A gentleman in my neighborhood owned a service station. He came by and told me, "You fill up your cars anytime you need to. It's on us." Good friends tended my children. Every week, I had 3 hours on a Tuesday where I could do things with myself, and my good friend would tend my children while I did it. It was during this time, this really humbling time, that I learned that if I could intentionally look for the joy that others were experiencing as they served me and my family, I could feel more grateful and joyful on the receiving end of things. So I chose to look for joy. In doing this, I always felt such overwhelming gratitude. I will forever, as long as I live, have such beautiful, sacred feelings for the people who cared so tenderly for us. Gratitude does not make us complacent. It allows us to experience more hope and feel more abundance in life. We attract more goodness into our lives when we focus on the good that surrounds us right now. So as we move into this Thanksgiving week, I really challenge you to consider how happy you typically feel. I want you to know this truth. To be happy in life, you've got to train your mind to see the good, to be grateful for what you have. Like my friend Becky, choose to have an attitude of gratitude. As you do so, I know that you will find greater happiness and joy in your life than you currently have. Choosing gratitude is part of my why. It has become such a blessing for me to look for things that I'm grateful for each day. A poem I found many years ago by Jean E. Tadonio is one that gives me hope in looking for things to be grateful for. It is called See More. In the broken place where we live, hope can be found in the cracks if a dandelion can push herself up from the earth through a sliver of light and cement and be called a weed or a flower. By those who see more, surely we too can bloom in our brokenness where we live and see more. We can choose to see more of the goodness that surrounds us every day. As you do so, I know that you will feel grateful and happy, and you will be living aligned with your why. Happy Thanksgiving.